Today, Lauren Brosnahan is looking at one of the issues that keeps coming up in our schools, recess.
When you ask a child what their favorite subject in school is, the answer is often recess. As far back as 1884, in a paper delivered before the Department of Superintendents of the National Education Association, the philosopher and educator W.T. Harris debated the question of the retention or abolition of recess. He addressed the moral arguments against recess by saying the physical needs of the student outweigh the concerns over the loss of discipline in the schoolroom and the possible association of pupils with fellow pupils of worse character. He declared that the chief use of the recess is its complete suspension of the tension of the willpower and the surrender to caprice for a brief interval. 105 years later, in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, adults are still trying to defend this time of caprice. Article 31 of that document recognizes the right of the child to rest and leisure, to engage in play and recreational activities appropriate to the age of the child. It also asks nations to respect and promote the right of the child to participate fully in cultural and artistic life by encouraging appropriate and equal opportunities for cultural, artistic, recreational, and leisure activity. In an era obsessed with test scores and possible legal liabilities, it is important to keep these ideals alive in our schools. Sandra Waite-Stupiansky and Marcia Findlay have written an overview article entitled The Fourth R, Recess and Its Link to Learning. They have compiled and commented on pertinent research studies over the last 20 years on the importance of recess and free play from several different fields of inquiry, including brain development and the connection between physical activity and attention and memory. They also reviewed the research literature on the value and benefits of recess in terms of its effect on health and physical development, social and emotional adjustment, language development, and classroom behavior. Waite-Stupiansky and Findlay conclude that daily outdoor recess is the single venue that provides students with the irreplaceable and unparalleled opportunity to refresh their brains, exercise their hearts and muscles, choose their own activities, make friends, work out problems, and have fun. Recess is the fourth R because it helps children learn the other three. For many adults, recess has been replaced with the coffee break. But many companies have also found that adding a gym or playing field at the office and providing and encouraging participation in sports and games is good for employee health, morale, and productivity. Maybe we all still need recess.